Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up the middle of page 44, the new section. Adam sheyesh bo dea keilu nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. A person who has dea, a person who has now, of course, in this context, dea doesn't just simply mean intellect or understanding, but dea means a specific type of understanding, specifically the ability to discern, the ability to distinguish bein tov l'ra, bein kodesh l'chol. So a person who has dea, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash has been built in his days. Ata osa kvar ma'asa tov, va'osa ata tzarech l'mashmesh. So remember again, we ended off last time, in the last year, on Friday, speaking about the idea of mishmush and pishpush. Right? So pishpush, again, remember, was the idea that a person has to examine his actions and to try to figure out if there's something negative, page 44, middle section. Is there something negative in those actions that perhaps I should try to rectify? That's pishpush. Mishmush, on the other hand, means looking at the good that I have done, and figuring out, how can I be mechazik? How can I strengthen the good that I've engaged in? So the mechaber speaks about, he says over here, a person goes ahead and does an action. And that action, a person has to be mamashmish. A person has to think about, to examine, to really look at the kishkas of that action. V'ha'ichus shal hatov nimdedes b'shikulim b'kavanos. And the echos, meaning the quality of that good, has to be measured with different types of metrics through kavanas. Tivdok ha'im yeshpaim pinyalo tova kiyotzeba. Supposed to say again, he's just restating what we just said before. A person does something in life, engages in an action. Every action requires a two-pronged introspection. Number one, the pishpush. Was the action good? Was the action negative? Number two, even if the action was good, then the pishpush comes in. Could the action have been better? Heicholas lahavdil, he lo rak bein tov l'ra. The ability to distinguish in life is not just simply between that which is good and that which is evil. Ela bein machshavas tova lepachos tova. I will say there's a further distinction. You see, sometimes the ability to discern between right and wrong is easier. I'm not going to say easy, because it's not easy, but easier. Sometimes the greater challenge is to be able to discern within tov, within good itself, what's really good and what's, thank you, and what's okay. Right? Tova lepachos tova. So there could be different things that fall into the relative category or framework of tov, but they're not necessarily the absolute tov that I should be striving for. So I guess what we call is, you know, I guess what we would say is that even within the framework of tov, there's good, bless you, and there's mediocrity. Mediocrity isn't bad. It's just mediocre. So that's where pishpush comes in. Pishpush comes along and says that, okay, I'm not engaging in anything bad, Baruch Hashem. My life is being lived within the framework of tov, but is the tov the absolute tov that I should be striving for? Bein ratzon tov, l'ratzon pachos tov, to be able to distinguish between a ratzon, a will, right? A will that is good versus a will that is not as good. Meleches havdala, zohi melacha she'ina nigmeres, ela melacha shalachayim. So this melacha, the melacha of havdala, the ability to distinguish between not only good and bad, but even within good itself, the ability to distinguish between true good and just mediocre good, is a malacha that is never finished. Ela malacha shel hachayim. Rather, this is the malacha of life. Das malacha sachayim. Dea, understanding, intellect, the ability to discern. This is the malacha. This is the ongoing malacha of life. Page 45. As well as this is a very important point, top of 45. The idea that the mechaber is trying to point out over here is that sometimes when we begin a particular task, so we like to figure out, we like to create our timeline. When does it begin? What do I have to do? And when does it end? What the mechaber is sensitizing us to is that there are certain important tasks in life that essentially never end. They never end. One of those tasks is this Havdalah, the ability to constantly distinguish and the ability to discern and the ability to kind of plow through the different aspects of life and to look at what's Tov, what's Ra, within Tov, what's Tov Gomor, what's Tov She'ino Gomor, all of those things, that type of Malacha, that is an ongoing life malacha that never ends. It's constant and perpetual. Tapa 45. Move up, page 45. Move up in Maseches Avos. It's brought down in Maseches Avos. Shekol inyan hadas ze hosafas hachayim. Hachayim ze leida. So the Mishnah Maseches Avos writes that the ability to discern, the ability to have das, and again, remember, we're not using das simply as intellect. We're using das specifically as the intellectual ability to discern and to distinguish both bein tov lara, as well as within tov itself. What is tov gomer? What's tov she'ino gomer? So this ability to discern, zeo safas hachaim, this ultimately adds on to the quality of life. Hachaim zeleda. Life is all about knowing and discerning. Hayidia livras apsolas me'ochal, and true understanding in life is the ability to distinguish between the psolas, what you don't want, and the ochal, what you do want. Zehachaim. So this is actually quite amazing, because this is a very bold statement. What the Mechaber is saying is, I'm going to tell you, we all struggle with this, what is the essence of life? What is the essence of life? So the truth is, again, of course, there are standard answers. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learn Torah, do mitzvos, be a Baal Chesed. All correct answers. What the Mechaber is saying is, by the way, there's a more Yesodistic answer. The essence of life is to be Mavchin. The essence of life is Deya. The essence of life is to discern between Tov Lera and between Tov Gomer and Tov She'ino Gomer. That is the essence of life. Hay Zeh HaChaim. Tivdok es HaChaim. Eze Chaim HaTachai. So therefore, the first step in life is I have to ask myself, I have to check, what type of life am I living? Right? Am I living a Tov life, a Ra life, Tov Gomer life, a Tov She'ino Gomer life? Ezu Shikulim Atamafil. Hakom Maschil. Everything in life begins, or I should say, quality life begins with the ability from the with the koach to make havdalah, to distinguish between all the different areas in life. Das zudeya, deya zehaikar. So I'll say this knowledge under intellect is specifically this ability to discern. And this ability to discern is the ikr in life, which I will say, although it sounds very, like a very dramatic statement, at first it makes a lot of sense. Because what the Mechaber is saying is, without the ability to discern, really without the ability to discern, without the ability to go ahead and understand what's Tov Gomer, what's Tov She'ino Gomer, what's Ra, what's Tov, how can you do anything in life without knowing what you're supposed to engage in? Omeres HaGimar B'Brachos, Adam Shiyesh Bodeya, Kilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. So the Gemara Maseches Brachos says that a person who has Deah, page 45, about 8 lines in. A person who has Deah, a person who has intellect, and again remember, Deah means this ability to distinguish, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in his days. So what does that mean? It's a very strong statement. Adam Shiyish Bo Deah, Ze Beis HaMikdash Mahalich. Listen to this. Because a person who has Deah, and a person who knows how to distinguish, again, bein tov lera, and bein tov gomer, l'tov she'ino gomer, that person is a walking Beis HaMikdash. The person is a walking Beis HaMikdash. Adam she'odea lahavchin bein tov lera, hu kadosh. So a person who knows how to distinguish between good and evil, between tov lera, such a person is holy. So how does the Torah describe Kohanim? Right? What's the primary job of the Kohanim as described in Parsha Shemini? Lahavdil bein atamei v'atar. So we'll say la'atar, excuse me. Litar. So the primary job of a Kohen is to distinguish between tamei and tar. HaKohanim heim elu sha'oskim b'lahavdil b'levarer. The Kohanim are the ones who are designated to spend their lives in the process of Havdalah. Kach gam b'shisha sidrei Mishnah. So do we look throughout Mishnayis. Kol seder yoser elyon mechavero. So this is amazing. So the Mechaber suggests over here that in the Siddharm of Mishnayos, each Seder builds on the next, getting progressing in holiness. He says, Uma Seder Acharon, right? So what's the last Seder of Mishnayos? Maha Piska, what is the apex or the zenith of Mishnayos? Taros. Right, the last Seder Mishnah is Taros. Ve'ich Nikra Seder Taros b'Gemara of Shabbos. And how is Seder Taros referred to in Masechta Shabbos? Das. Intellect. Knowledge. Because why? The true manifestation of Dea is Lahavdil ben Atame Lahatar. Taros is the ability to distinguish in life. If I can't see in life what is Tamei, what is Tahar, if I can't see in life what is Kodesh and Chol, if I can't see in life what's Tov Gomer, what's Tov She'ino Gomer, I can't get anywhere in life. We'll say, this, by the way, is such a Yisodistic thing, because sometimes we find ourselves, you know, I found that this latest weather event has given me much opportunity for reflection. I spoke a lot about it on Shabbos, but even more, like, there are so many metaphors in the snow, right? How many of us have tried to pull out and you find yourself just your tires rolling? And the truth is, you take a step back, you put your car back in park, you see, Mamish, like, this is my life. Like, this is actually not just the snow. Like, I feel this way in life very often, that I'm trying to get ahead. I think I know where I want to go, but I inch forward, then I jerk back, right? And then I think I'm getting some traction, and then so why? Yeah, and why? I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm learning. I'm doing mitzvahs. I'm giving tzedakah. I'm doing chesed. Because it will say, sometimes, if I can't be mavdil ben tamei latahar, if my deya is not in place, I can't get anywhere. Or even if I do get somewhere, I'm not going in the right direction. Unless, of course, I have a clear ability to discern. Lahavdil ben tamei latahar. Unless I'm holding in Seder Taros. Unless I know Mishmush and Pishpush, I can't get anywhere in life. I could do many wonderful individual acts. People say, this is the other piece. I really feel this way. Tell me if you disagree. I think there are many people who spend their lives doing very good deeds, but they never really actually get to where they need to get to. Because you could spend your life doing chesed, and you could spend your life giving tzedakah, and you could spend your life learning Torah, doing mitzvot. Those are all wonderful things, but you could just be spinning your wheels in place. You're doing good stuff. You're doing good stuff, and you get schar for it after 120, but my life is not moving in the direction that I need it to go in. And that's because on a day-to-day level, the decisions that I'm making are not right. Why? And not even that they're evil, or that they're bad, or that they're issues. They're just not right. Why are they not right? Because my day is not in place. Because my day is not clear. I don't have life clarity. Because for whatever reason, the day is a little bit skewed in a particular direction. Because if I can't see Bein Tamei Latahar, I could do wonderful individual acts, but I can't move my life forward. V'haya emunas itecha, chosen yeshuas chachma v'das. Emuna, so the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes this pasuk, emunos, emunas, zeh seder zroim. So the pasuk is, so emunas, so believe that first to seder zroim. Itecha, zeh seder moed, which makes sense, you're appointed times that are first to moed. Chosen, zeh seder nashim. Yeshuos zeseder nezikim, chachma zeseder kodshim, das piskas hashas, or das, which is again the apex, the zenith of shas, taros la das ulahavdil. That taros ultimately represents the ability to ultimately understand and as well as to distinguish. So we'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up at Meretz Hashem bottom of 45 tomorrow. So that's quoting from the Gemara Masechet Brachos. The pasuk that he quotes and the calling of Seder Taros as Das, that's all the Gemara.